Wavy. Yeah, that one was Busted Tail. That's off of Songs from the Sledge. Hold on, let me get my notes up. Yeah. Bloodshot Bill. You know, I like him. I play him all the time. It's from Montreal. That's the latest one. Put out last year in October. For that one, Batman theme. It was released in 2023, just recently. It's the 5678s from Tokyo. They've been around since 1986, so they put out they put that on the B-side of You May Dream. You May Dream backed with Batman theme. If you want it, it's being promoted like a lot by Rough Trade Records. And then the one before that one, Believe My Eyes, that's Lala's. They're from L.A., and they put that one out in 2015. You know when I was ranting earlier about 2015? Yeah, that's where that was coming from. I was like, oh, it's a sign. What was happening in 2015? I don't know. It was a different time. It was the land before some big events occurred in the world, but other big events had already occurred, so it's really not... There was nothing about 2015 that's all that significant, really. But anyway, yeah, Believe My Eyes by Lala's came out that year, as did that song by that Melbourne band that I told you about before. Anyway, I'm blathering, you know, honestly. This song in the set that I played first, Search the Brady Landfill. That is King Khan with Mary Ochre. King Khan himself asked for that to be played tonight. And I'm going to read you the liner notes of the track. It was put out in January this year. Because, as you may know, the landfill where the remains of at least four Indigenous women are suspected to be, I believe everyone expects that the remains are there. We're talking about Morgan Harris, Mercedes Myron, Rebecca Contois, and Buffalo Woman. And the Manitoba government has so far refused to search the landfill, which is really quite disturbing. I mean, I think we could all put ourselves into those shoes and imagine what it would be like to know that someone, a loved one of ours, that their remains were scattered in a landfill, and that... We'd be demanding that those remains be found, and that our loved one would be able to be properly mourned and buried in whatever the ceremonial tradition that your family would go through. But I mean, we certainly wouldn't just shrug our shoulders and walk away from that. And the fact that a government entity is capable of doing that, considering everything we know about the condition of Indigenous women and girls and how they're susceptible to crimes like this, and that we're supposedly doing something about it in this so-called Truth and Reconciliation I would consider that a device rather at this point, if we don't see actual action, right? It's more of like a political device to say that we're doing something or that we care if we're not really doing something when it comes down to it. So I'm going to read the notes here so that everyone can just hear them. So I'll just read, yeah. The recent refusal to search the Brady landfill for the remains of Morgan Harris, Mercedes Myron, Rebecca Contois, and Buffalo Woman in Winnipeg has inspired me, this is King Khan writing, to write this song about the missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. The genocidal behavior of the government and police is absolutely appalling, and as we bear witness to this, something must be done. I teamed up with fellow songwriter Choice and activist singer Mary Ochre to help deliver this important message. All proceeds from the song will go to Camp Morgan, as told to me by Cambria Harris, daughter of Morgan Harris. The daily needs there are firewood, medicines, propane, and food. When he says medicines, he's talking about like cedar for the sacred fire. If you'd like to donate, feel free to call Joseph. There's a phone number, and he can direct you to how many others are at the camp. I'm not quite sure what that means. Anyway, I'm not going to put the email or the phone number on air here, but what I would tell you, and there's also a link to a petition for people to express their support for the search. And petitions and public interest is very much a political lever, so never underestimate that. You can sign a petition or you can write to an MP or a government official, and you can be one of, you know, a certain number of people whose opinion will eventually sway some action. It happens all the time. But anyway, so the petition link is here on cannibalism.bandcamp.com. That's spelled K-H-A-N-N-I-B-A-L-I-S-M. Can, like King Con, nibalism, cannibalism. Look up King Con Bandcamp or something, and I'm sure you'll find it. Okay, that's the soapbox portion of the set tonight. But honestly, like, let's face it, this is not, it's not all right that nothing's being done and that not enough people are talking about it. And it's been troubling me for a while. So I just hope that anyone out there, if you're hearing this, take the torch I'm passing to you and just go with it, you know, like sign the petition and stuff like that and tell your friends about it. We should model the behavior that we want for ourselves, in our families, in our loved ones. When we see injustice being done to others, you know, we really do have a responsibility as a community to act. And okay, soapbox. All right, I'll stop. Let's get back to the music now. But here we go.
Cutthroat, you could switch. You're on again.
Hey, you're back with me now. This is Wave Station. We're broadcasting out on 90.1 FM. This is Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We are putting out these airwaves over the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. All power, all respect. And it is a lovely, hot, sweaty night in the city of Vancouver. Playing you an assortment of tunes, as you have noticed, or you might not.